The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I hope you've had a good week. It's been sort of a hectic, crazy, busy one for me. But last night I attended the Estrella Lesbian Foundation for Justice Gala in Los Angeles. And it's called Fuel the Front Lines, where they honor activists and people who are doing work for social justice. It was pretty amazing. Jay Babalata, who is the executive director, gave the most moving speech I've heard in a really long time, which just fired me up and really inspired me. And we also got to see an excerpt of Toshi Regan's opera based on Octavia Butler's book, Parable of the Sower. And it was so intense and brilliant and just, it was pretty mind-blowing, actually. I think they're still working on the full opera, and I think they're debuting it overseas, not in America. But man, if that comes up somewhere for you and it's like coming to your town or going to be in New York, you should definitely go see it. The music was just incredible. Today we're going to talk all about connection and depth and throw a little bit of bondage in there, because we're talking to two people who co-wrote this book, Bondissage, Kinky Erotic Massage Tips for Lovers, one of whom is the creator of it, one of whom is one of the most well-known practitioners of it, and let me tell you who they are. Jalene Bennis is the creator of Bondissage and Elysium by Bondissage, a certified massage therapist, professional demeanor, Reiki master, urban tantrika, and sensual shaman with more than 25 years of experience. She has extensive training in several health modalities, including AMA, Swedish, acupressure, shiatsu, deep tissue, sports massage, Reiki, rebirthing, polarity, trigger and active release, Thai, tantra, and Taoist massage, shamanic journeying, aromatherapy, and esoteric energy healing. She's a graduate of Barbara Kareles' Urban Tantra for Professionals program. As a Dom, she specializes in corporal punishment, bondage, sensory deprivation, and a wide range of body play. Her book, Bondissage, written with Eve Minax, was published in 2013. And Eve, who has been dubbed by her peers the approachable pervert, which is, I mean, who doesn't want to be that, is also a Dom, a kink educator, and an author who delights in proliferating carnal knowledge. She relishes training folks desirous of gaining deeper insight into erotic domination and submission, which is not limited to physical skills. Minax developed her skills in BDSM in France, Australia, and the U.S., and currently resides and practices her art in San Francisco. She has honed her pedagogical skills at a plethora of conferences over the years and was a coordinator for CineKink Chicago and the Leather Archives and Museum Roadshow. She has been acting as lead staff instructor for the Cleo Dubois Adam Academy of SM Arts since 2000. She's a certified urban tantrika and bondage practitioner and trainer. She has self-produced over 100 videos and also shoots for well-known bondage sites like bondageland.com and seriousbondage.com. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Eve and Jaylene.
Thank you.
It's been so nice to be here.
So, Jaylene, I want to start with you and ask why you decided to create this thing called Bondasage, and if you'll tell us what it is.
That's a great question. So I created Bondasage back in 2008. I loved erotic massage. I had been working several years as a pro dom, and I specialized in pretty much body play, so sensory deprivation, bondage, sensation play. But I really wanted to expand into erotic massage, and back then it wasn't really done so much in BDSM circles, but it was what I loved to do. So I combined the two things that I love and created a sequence and launched it, and it just got really, really popular. And I had people coming out from New York and coming up from L.A., and people wanted me to come up to San Francisco, and I talked to Eve, and I schlepped everything up there one day, and I said, oh, no, this is too much stuff to travel. So I started creating practitioners and then created trainers, and now it's grown to about over 200 people that we've trained worldwide, and 25 trainers, and we have the book and the online course, and yeah, it's just growing.
And so why do you think, it's interesting because it's a sort of a marriage of sex positivity, massage therapy, and with some BDSM thrown in. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that those things have been separated before?
You know, in traditional therapeutic massage, you really have to keep really clear boundaries. And Eve will talk more about this, but traditionally BDSM had a more heavy protocol type rules around it. So really was, the two weren't so friendly in general. But I've just found that when you take away someone's sight with, we use a Mindfold, which is a really comfortable eye mask. We put headphones on them that's connected to specially selected music, and then we restrain them. It allows the receiver to drop really far down into their bodies, to get out of their heads, sometimes for the first time in their life, and get into their body and experience all the sensations and the pleasures, and just get to go on this really amazing erotic journey.
Okay, I totally get this because let me tell you, anyone who knows me knows this, that like massage is not a great modality for me because when I sign up for a 60-minute massage, it takes me 55 minutes to get there. And then it's fucking over.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So obviously I could have like the 90-minute massage, which works for me. But I'm saying like the typical hour massage, which lots of people can benefit from. Does not work for me at all. I just can't, and I like to be touched, and I don't have issues with being touched, and I just can't let go of like being in my head, and I just can't get into it. So I mean, this idea that you have these other tools is really appealing to me.
I mean, I'm the same way. And this came out of, you know, many years with my partners where I love to, you know, wear blindfold and headphones during sex. I'm not one for restraint. I don't do it myself. But that was what really, the combination of the two, just getting out of your, taking away your sight and restricting your hearing really does allow you just to drop into your body so much faster.
So Eve, the approachable pervert, what do you find most useful in this practice with your clients?
First of all, can I just go back to touching on the question you asked Jaylene previously, because she came from the massage perspective around why it would be a good marriage, or why there would be challenges within that. Mm-hmm. And the other piece in my mind around specifically professional domination is twofold. There's traditionally been kind of a hierarchy of, and this is somewhat controversial, but a lot of dominatrices do not like to be associated with sex work or sex workers in general. And because having lived in France and in Australia, where you have specific distinctions within practices, you can actually have specific professions within the realm. So you can be specifically a fetish provider. You can be specifically an escort, or you can do all these a dominatrix, and people understand. In the States, they often assume that any type of person who works with erotic energy is having penetrative sex or mm-hmm. sexual activity. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why a lot of professionals have had to make this distinction, because that's not their line of work necessarily. So I think that there's been a lot of resistance, and there still is, if you look at forums and things like that. So for me, it's an interesting topic, because it's a symptom of our larger society.
Well, I was just going to say, it strikes me as so puritanical and so American that we somehow we receive all sorts of personal services and pay for those personal services from other people. But touch is somehow put in this other category and cordoned off, like with the rope, you know, pun intended. But, you know, it's like I think it's a red herring. You know, it's like, when someone, for example, gives you a manicure or a pedicure, I find it quite intimate, very personal. But no one thinks twice about that, right? Right. But then we put massage in this other category where we're constantly trying to sort of desexualize it. And, you know, it's like when they make you wear the gown at the gynecologist, which I just totally refuse to do. Yeah. I'm like, you're going to be down there. I don't need the drape. Let's just do this. Okay, we have to take a break. But that opened a whole other can of worms. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how we've got here, but we got to our first commercial break.
Thanks. I do want to respond to your other question, though.
Okay, great. So let's take a break, hear from our fabulous sponsors, including BeVibe, BeVibe.com, and Pleasure Chest, ThePleasureChest.com. And when we come back, we will talk more with Jaylene Bennis and Eve Minax, and all about bondissage. So don't go anywhere.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched PleasureChest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you, with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature pleasure ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. BeVibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. BeVibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how BeVibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit BeVibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase. Are you LGBTQIA? genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We're talking today about the practice of bondissage. And we are talking with its creator, Jaylene Bennis, and a practitioner and trainer, who's also a kink educator, Eve Minax. So before the break, we got into it immediately. And Eve, I want to give you a chance to respond to like the original question. I don't even remember what it was now.
The question that you directed to me, I think, was asking me what I found most.
Yes. Yeah. Tools that you find most useful with clients.
So if I understand the question correctly, you mean tools as far as like bondissage practicing with my clientele?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, exactly.
Well, it is a bondissage does have a few tools, but not as many tools, so to speak, as the larger picture around professional domination.
I'm sort of not speaking literally either.
Okay.
I'm talking about kind of what helps people most be able to receive this and be open to it in the best way.
Mm-hmm. I think creating an environment of trust so that they feel safe and they feel comfortable receiving pleasure and going on a journey. It's like, you know, you don't want to go on a journey with a guide who doesn't know where they're going or where they're taking you. So establishing that. And then, as Jaylene was saying already, the headphones and the sensory deprivation, the headphones with the music, the blindfold, light restraint. And, you know, I think people, it's sort of, a person knows when someone's guiding them in a way that feels authentic, safe, and sexy, and when they're just kind of going through the motions.
And Jaylene, I'm wondering about if either of you have ever had this experience or how you sort of, how you prevent it, which is, what about people getting a blindfold and earphones and then zoning out? So rather than getting into their bodies, they sort of check out.
You know, it happens in massage too, and that's fine. You know, it's their experience, and I honor their experience and whatever they experience, you know, in the first time or the 40th time of experiencing bondissage is perfectly fine. It's just like yoga, right? You know, you come into the practice every day or every time. Your body's different. Your energy's different. So zoning out. Bondissage is a little bit more, and we have two modalities. We've got bondissage and Elysium. Elysium is the slower, more meditative, mostly all erotic massage, and then bondissage is a little bit more upbeat. So the music, the switching up between sensation play and erotic massage and back and forth tends to keep people awake. I haven't had too many people fall asleep during bondissage. They'll fall asleep during Elysium, but not during bondissage. Okay. It tends to be more of a roller coaster ride for them. And, you know, for me, the question previously to Eve about what tools do I find most important in helping people to drop down, again, setting the scene, making sure that they're comfortable, creating a safe container, connecting with the body, breathing with them for a bit, connecting energetically with them, and working slow. I tend to be very fast in my day-to-day talking, and my therapeutic massage is Japanese, so that's fast. So it's a practice for me, too, as well, to listen to the music, work slower than the music. Touch, I found, is so much more profound when it's when you really slow it down.
That's a theme in the book about slowing things down. And if you think you're going slow, do it slower. Mm-hmm. And also this simple concept that you put forth in the book, but which is really amazing, which is that touch without movement is still something. I worded that so badly. You worded it better. But do you know what I mean? That like a pause when you have your hand on someone and it's not, you're not doing some fancy trick or some like, you know, gorgeous like motion with your hands, but you're just, your hand is on someone. That too is a piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely. Stillness, holding, it's very grounding. That was, yeah, that's something that comes up in my work all the time when people are very squirrely and in their heads. I'll just hold their feet for 30 seconds and I'll just feel them drop down. You know, so holding is a stroke. Holding is a massage technique. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to also add that I like to walk through a little bit of deep breathing exercises with recipients before we get started with my bottoms, and that and I tell them, you know, practice that breath. You know, if it goes away from you, that's where you're at right now. But if you practice that breath while you're on the table, you might find that sounds come out, and so the breathing actually leads to sounds that then can indicate like where they're at and how present they are. And like Jaylene said, if they just really want to kind of check out and not go through that process, but if they do, they'll find that they're accessing sort of this energetic exchange, like, you know, and then it's sort of a more of a dialogue, the body and the breath.
And is there actual dialogue? I wondered that too, because of music and headphones, if there's also talking and
no,
dialogue.
So I find dialogue in this really distracting. We definitely have conversations before we start this session, or before I'm training couples. I do a lot of work with couples to ask about injuries, any kind of medications, any health things they need to know about. I also do tell people who are coming in for the first time that this is not an S&M session. You know, I'm not going to give you a safe word if something comes up. Just, you know, tell me and we'll fix it. If you get a runny nose, if your foot goes into a cramp, just let me know. But I've specifically designed the music to have a beat and to have non-English lyrics. So I don't want your head to grasp onto anything. So it took many, many, many hours to go through all this music and pick the things that I wanted for the bondage music. There's 16 hours of bondage music and about 16 hours of Elysian music. But bondage music specifically has a beat, so that when we do some flogging or some light spanking or things like that, that can be the percussion can be on the beat. But no English lyrics. So that was a big thing for me. I mean, if there's something French and they speak French, I guess they're going to wrap their head around it. But I don't want them to be distracted by what they're by the lyrics they're hearing.
And so you don't use the practice of a safe word, which is pretty typical in BDSM.
I don't in bondage for people the first time. The first time I feel like it's a diagnostic session. You know, in bondage, it was based on my diagnostic session for new people to come to see me for S&M. And so I would throw a bunch of things at them. You know, I would try a lot of different things on their body, and I would see what their bodies responded to. They might tell me that they don't like anything prickly or stingy or something, but they may like it the way I do it. You know, so I'm always checking with the body. I'm always looking at the breathing. There's a big tell in bondage that I teach the practitioners that, especially with men or people who are very stoic on the table, you might not get any reaction if you're going a little bit more intense,
But if you take a look at their toes never lie. Their toes will start wiggling because they're trying to contain things. And so that's also a way of reading the body in addition to breathing or muscle contraction or arching your butt up in the air because you want more luscious flogging, all that.
And Eve, how do you deal with someone who says, this sounds really interesting, but I don't think I'm kinky?
That's a funny question. I'm a firm believer in if somebody doesn't believe they're kinky or what have you, they get the right to choose their own identity.
Mm-hmm.
I find that if I chat with somebody for long enough, I can come up with all kinds of fun and interesting ways in which they might be seen as, quote, kinky. One off the top of my head was one time I was talking to a woman and she said she wasn't into anything kinky. And she was wearing really tight jeans. This was the 90s. And I said, oh, do you like to wear tight jeans? She says, yeah, I love it. I said, you always wear tight jeans? Oh, yeah, I wear tight jeans every day, really tight. The tighter, the better. And I was like, you know, that's kind of...
That's bondage.
You know, we got to talking and it turned out, oh, she liked to have her hair pulled and she liked to be held down. And, you know, one thing led to another. So I find that usually in conversing with a person, you know, observation and then conversing, that you can find ways in which they may not be having... I mean, who really is having, just strictly missionary penile vaginal penetrative sex only forever? There are some. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I'm saying actually that's probably a little bit more of the minority than we think.
Yeah. Because I was just wondering if people are intimidated by the bondage in the bondage implications of the word bondissage.
Mm-hmm. Can I address this?
It's probably better for you because I actually...
I'm sorry?
I was going to say it's probably a better question for you because I actually attract people who are usually like, oh, I've been afraid to see you for so long, but now I feel like, oh, I could go there with this bondissage thing.
Mm. Right. And when I created it, I thought we were going to attract a lot of BDSM people that wanted more erotic touch. But what we get is people who have experienced sensual massage or tantra that want to dip their toes in the kinky waters and don't want to go to a professional dominatrix because it's too scary and it's going to hurt. This question about I've never done anything kinky. I just went out to Colorado to train last week to train somebody and the demo model, I said, you know, have you done anything like that? And he's like, no, I've never done anything kinky. And I said, well, have you had a blindfold? Oh, yeah, I've had that. Well, have you been tied up? Oh, yeah, I've had that. So you kind of have to figure out what is your definition of kinky, too. But the biggest pushback that I found that I get in bondissage is male clients who don't really want to wear the blindfold. Men tend to be really, really visual. They're used to doing that. And we have a super comfortable blindfold, but I'm okay not blindfolding them face down, but I really do highly, highly encourage it face up. Pretty much by the time they flip over and we're face up, they trust me. We've created a connection and they're fine with the blindfold. So I get more kickback or pushback against the blindfold from men. I've had some pushback on the restraints, and there's lots of ways around that. We can cuff somebody and not tie them to the table. We could tie them loosely to the table. We could tie them with a tiny piece of string so that if they start freaking out, they can easily, you know, break it. That to me is not such, not a game changer. It's not a game ender for me for the restraint. I want them to let go and not feel like they have to participate. That's really what I was going for in the restraint part of this.
Mm, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, we've got to take another break. I don't know how that happened, but it did. So let's take a break here from the people who pay the bills here and make this possible. And when we come back, more with Jaylene and Eve. Stay with us.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched
pleasurechest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you, with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature pleasure ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase. Are you LGBTQIA? Genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. As you know, if you've listened to the show before, the Pleasure Chest has an amazing program called Pleasure Ed, which are these free sex ed classes at many of their locations. And I want to tell you about some of those classes coming up. All the classes are from 8 to 10 p.m. and they're all free. In Chicago, May 31st, Pleasure Her Perfect with Emma. In LA, May 28th, Navigating the BDSM Lifestyle with Orpheus Black. And in New York City, May 31st, Blowjobs and Beyond with Brendan B. and Matan. And I'm headed to New York next month. So I will be teaching at the Pleasure Chest on the Upper East Side on June 16th. I'm teaching a special class called Queering Anal Pleasure, which is specifically for queer and gender nonconforming folks. And it's part of their offering of Pride classes for the entire month of June. It's June 16th. I will hopefully see some of you in New York. We were talking during the break, and Eve, you brought up a really good point, which I think bears repeating, which is that you have a lot of clients who come to you specifically for kinky things, but some of them are hesitant because of like sort of what they think a professional dominant is like and how they sort of think that's going to go in a sort of singular way. And so they're like, I don't know if I'm ready to sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me more about that.
Sure. I think what we were talking about, I think the image of the sort of archetypal dominatrix is the classic libertine who you know, in the Desaad style, Desaadian fashion, just takes what she wants and, you know, beats the shit out of you and leaves you in a helpless heap. But actually, in professional domination, you have to be more conscious than that. And you have, you know, talk about safe words that we were discussing earlier. If you're going to go those routes, if you're going to go to extreme fashions, you would definitely be more akin to working out safe words and knowing how to read bodies and minds and souls. So I think that the bondage is actually more of the journeying aspects that can be very heavily corporal and intense, can run that range, but it doesn't have that sort of classic severity. So it sort of bridges the gap between the sort of scary severity and the sort of more journey erotic exploration.
I was struck, Eve, that in your bio you said, you know, that you love to train people in gaining deeper insight, and it's not just limited to physical skills, because I think there's often an emphasis that the most classes that you can take sort of around BDSM is about skills, right? It's about how to flog someone safely mm-hmm. and well, and how to spank someone, and how to cane someone, and how to do hot wax. But there isn't necessarily a sort of next level discussion of how to create space for someone, how to create a journey for someone, which sounds like it's sort of built into this practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say bondage has that built in, but Eve is so brilliant about, because she's the lead instructor at the Academy of S&M Art, she's just brilliant about setting up the psychological parameters around scenes, too.
Well, and I would add that sort of the working with couples and the art of bondage, it is an art, and coupling mindfully, partnering mindfully in whatever configuration, it does take more skills than just being physically present for each other. And but it also does. I mean, you know, I think that I was reading something the other day about, I think it was actually on our Bondissage Facebook page, but mm-hmm. It was about, how some people are reticent to schedule sex. Mm. And I understandably, you know, but at the same time, if you're taking the time to honor your commitment to that physical intimacy in your relationship, that is it's indicating to your partner, I can show up. I can honor and prioritize you, and we can do this physical journey thing that we may think we're too tired for, but once we get into it, it's going to be really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that idea. Now, there's an online course, because you do these classes in person, and you both do sessions, but there's an online course based on the book. So I want to talk about that, because it seems like no matter where you are in the world, you can take that. So tell me about that.
Absolutely. So I created the online course. I broke it up into 7 weeks, although you do get the content immediately. And it's based on the book. It's expanded. We've added some explorations and some exercises and some journal writing to do. In week four, the first week is an overview, and then we go into male genital massage and female genital massage and anal massage. There's some videos on that. Week four is the big Christmas bonus, which is the shopping list. And I don't know, that's what we were talking about during the break. I don't know about you, but I have spent so many thousands of dollars on toys that I hate that this is a list of all the things that I love, that I love, that we love, that work in bondage, that I totally recommend. And I also put in some things that I want you to avoid too, for whatever reason. So don't waste your money on things. So you get a shopping list in week four. And then access to all the music. So again, I've put together about 16 hours of bondage music, which is a little bit more up-tempo, non-English lyrics, and then 16 hours of Elysium music, which is very slow, beautiful, trancey music. Oftentimes, depending on how wired I am from caffeine and what time of the day it is, I'll put on the Elysium music for bondage sessions, just because that helps me to slow down further. So the course has been really, really well received. When you do the course, you get invited into our private Facebook group where there's a few hundred people in there, and the trainers pop in and we do some little lives. And I just did a little live about, 59 ways to use the electric toothbrushes, and it's just a lot of fun.
And you're going to give my listeners a big special, right?
And
there's a deal here.
Yes.
There's a deal to be had. People, I love to give you deals.
I created a special link for your listeners, so they get 40% off. So it's normally $247, so they can get it for $147. And the link is bondage.com
/exclusive. So bondassage.com/exclusive. And that'll take you to the page so you can get 40% off.
Yeah, that's like $100 off, people.
$100 off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. And I'm assuming that this is like a way to reach just a lot more people who can't necessarily do this. And you, both of you have now talked about working with couples, that many of your clients are couples. So, mm-hmm. so you're actually sort of teaching one or both of the members of a couple to be able to do this with another person.
Correct. So yeah, two things. It's reaching all over the world. When I launched the online class, I was getting orders from Israel and South Africa and Botswana and all these places. It was really so much fun to see the orders come in and see where the people were coming from. And yes, so we've been expanding, particularly the last couple of years, to focus more working with couples. It's so rewarding. Most of my couples have been together for a couple decades. They love each other. They just want to kind of explore. So it depends on how long I spend with them, either a half day or a day or 2 days. But in general, I teach one person how to do a simplified version of the bondassage sequence on the other one. So, And that's been so much fun. And it's been very, very rewarding to work with that. Super fun.
Because then it's like a practice that they can then do over and over, right?
Absolutely. And the thing about bondassage is there are so many variations that you can add. There are just so many tools that can be available. You don't have to have everything, but there's so many things, especially around the house, pervertibles that you could use. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a never-ending practice. I've had a client that I see every week for now 10 years, and it's always a little bit different. I really think with bondassage, it's difficult to get bored with it.
Mm. That's a little ringing at my end. Sorry, folks. More tech issues. Okay, let's take another break. And when we come back, we will continue this discussion. And hopefully it's piqued your curiosity and you're going to check out the course for yourselves. So stay with us, more with Eve and Jaylene when we get back.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched PleasureChest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you, with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature Pleasure Ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase. Are you LGBTQIA? Genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We've been talking today with Jalene Bennis, who is the creator of Bondissage and one of its most well-known practitioners and trainers, Eve Minnix. Eve, I wanted to give you a chance to chime in about the couples work and work specifically working with couples and how that is different than working one-on-one.
I kind of felt like I tapped into that by talking about how the practice of learning how to do the physical and the mechanics actually leads to intimacy and trust, which helps then build more security and depth in the relationship. Maybe that's too big a picture. I tend to be a little big picture person, but in my humble opinion, relationships that seem to be the most, for lack of a better term, successful is where honesty and trust are really valued. And so Bondissage in and of itself is not about those things, but it is because, as Jalene said, if you're being honest, like, hey, I actually don't like feathers behind my knees, you know, tickled behind my knees. I like a good throttling with a flogger, then you're being more honest about your sexuality, and then you're sharing and engaging intimacy, and hence, you know, the partner is less inclined to want to seek that out elsewhere. Although I am not opposed to that, being a poly-minded person myself, but you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. And again, it's like it's a way for people to sort of connect, which I think is what people are kind of searching for endlessly, right? Or ways to connect, to get into their bodies, and to have more depth in their physical connection.
Mm-hmm. And that comes from that ability to give and receive. Some people, like, you know, really appreciate giving a bit more, and some people appreciate receiving a little bit more. Some of us start to shift as we mature. Some of us become more and more, you know. So it being able to do that with your partner and being able to do so honestly is only going to, in my mind, deepen that intimacy and that connection that we so crave.
Let's talk about aging for a second, because no one does. right? and I'm wondering if there are ways to modify any of these practices to work with our aging bodies, which are different than our 25-year-old bodies.
Is this anyone in particular? Yes, absolutely. And a lot of the clients that I work with or that I've been working with lately are over 60. So absolutely, you know, modifications, anything you want, you know. Women can tend to be a little bit colder, so I'll turn up the heat or put a hot pack on their tummy. We'll do more tease and denial, and not specifically genital massage, but more awakening the body. So for men with erectile dysfunction or ED problems or things like that, you know, soft cock massage is just lovely. It's just really beautiful, and it doesn't have to be a performance. It can just be receiving pleasure and enjoying the body that you have that, you know, at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
absolutely
kind of the answer?
Yeah, I was just gonna. The only thing I would add to that is, it is so cozy, like a good bondissage nest, if you will. The container of the bondissage practice is happy making. There is, you know, nobody needs to have a leg cramp or an overextended joint or anything. It's all about seeking that those states of pleasure, expanding upon them, pushing perhaps to some boundaries, but not necessarily boundaries that are non-erotic.
You're not pushing physical boundaries necessarily.
Correct.
Correct. Right?
You're pushing boundaries of how present can you be, and yes. how right. open can you be.
Yes.
There's a couple of things that I do when I have with repeat clients. I do give them safe words when they come back. The first time I don't, because I'm doing kind of a diagnostic and I want to see what their body is responding to. But as they come back and as we work deeper, I do give them safe words because I do want to try to push their limits, since a lot of times they want to see how far they can go. A lot of what I hear from people that come and experience bondage is they just want to let go. They just want to surrender. They just want somebody else to run the show, kind of thing. They just want to let go. When I work with couples, I really encourage them to take like a research and development night. So not just scheduling sex, but scheduling, you know, an hour on a Wednesday night to just kind of get out the floggers and try the floggers and see what works and build your skills. And it's not necessarily a lovemaking scene. It's more like a skill building thing. So that's something that you could, that I encourage them to do too, is to take time out just to kind of work on some skill building things so that when they are doing bondage with each other, they're more confident.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I just call it skill sharing. So same difference. And you know, that can be done while you're watching your favorite TV show, or, you know, it's good to concentrate, but if you make it too much into too much homework, who's going to want to do it? So, mm-hmm. you know, blend it, find 10 minutes here or use it as a reward to do a little skill share. And then, you know, but when you practice the bondage or the Elysium itself, then you would be, you know, totally present and more engaged on that level.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, we're almost out of time.
Ah.
Do either of you, both of you, have any last thoughts before we go?
Thank you so much for inviting us. I'm so delighted to finally meet you. I've been following you for a long time, and I'm just excited to share bondage with your listeners. So thank you.
You're welcome. I think they're going to love it.
Okay. Mm.
And okay, let me tell people. Eve, do you want
to? I was basically going to ditto that. It's actually great to talk to you again. It's been a while. I haven't talked on your program, but we haven't seen each other in a while live. So that's been great to get a chance to catch up and to share the bondage and talk about our life's work, which is really important. And sometimes we feel a little marginalized around it. So thank you for doing the work that you do and for inviting us on.
Let me tell everyone how to find you guys. Okay, so if you want to find Jaylene and Bondage, you're going to go to bondage.com or bondageforcouples.com or jaylenebennis.com, JaylenBennis.com. She is on Twitter at CEO Bondage, which is probably one of the best Twitter handles ever. and also on Facebook, Instagram, and FetLife at Bondage. Eve Minax is at sm-arts.com. On Twitter, Eve Minax and Mistress Minax. On Instagram, Eve Minax. On FetLife, Minax, capital M. I either just copy and pasted that, or in my mind, your O is a capital M. And those are all the ways that you can find
them. I actually have two websites.
Two more websites. Okay, tell me.
My actual websites, eveminax.com or mistressminax.com, the originals.
The originals. Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right.
Thanks, Kristen.
I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next time, same place, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be, let me look it up on the calendar. It's going to be a surprise. No, it's not. This is a good one. It's Dedeker Winston, who wrote a great book called The Smart Girl's Guide to Polyamory. I recently was on a panel with her in Los Angeles, and she's very smart and very funny, and the book is really good. So we're going to talk all about The Smart Girl's Guide to Polyamory. In the meantime, if you want to listen to the show or recommend it to someone, you can go to voiceamerica.com and search for Sex Out Loud. You can subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to it on Stitcher. You can listen to it on demand. And you can get me on social media at facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio for the show, and on Twitter and Instagram for me at Tristan Taramino. And so until we speak again, why don't you take some time to talk about sex out loud?
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.